I'm Hadass Kuznets at the original Bassett's Ice Cream here at Reading Terminal Market with Alex Bassett Strange, sixth generation here at the market. He's vice president of marketing and distribution of Bassett's Ice Cream. And on July 21st, it's National Ice Cream Day, which is a big day for you guys here, right?
That's right, Hadass. It's a huge day. It's a holiday. Ever since 1984, when Reagan declared National Ice Cream Day to be the third Sunday in July.
And Bassett's is now participating in something called the Eat and Run. What is it? The Eat and Run?
Yes, it's the Bassett's Ice Cream Eat and Run Ice Cream 5K.
What is that?
Kind of like it sounds. There's a little bit of running. There's a little bit of ice cream. I should say a lot of ice cream. The name of the game is you run a half of a 5K, and then you stop, eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K, finish up as quickly as you can.
What is it like to do that? I can't imagine that it's fun to run a 5K on a pint of ice cream.
I think people have been having a great time with it. You know, you see, runners run these impressive times. We last year had a six-time champion for this event get dethroned by a newcomer who came in and beat his time. It was really, really impressive. And the ice cream eating happened so quickly. They look like professional eaters up there. It's really impressive. Fun to watch.
People in Philly love running, and it seems like people really love like eating contest.
There is a real sense of competition here in Philadelphia, and I think that we also have a very great sense of pride for our foods. So combining those two things, I think, was just a natural event.
So this takes place, I understand, in the parking lot of Citizens Bank Park on National Ice Cream Day?
That's right. It's going to take place on National Ice Cream Day, and for those of you that don't know, that's going to be this Sunday on the 21st of July. We're going to get started at 8:30. People are free to come on out and watch. You can find more information up on our Facebook page. There's an event page for it. Or you just give us a call, 215-864-2771. You get a hold of us and ask about the Eat and Run 5K.
What do you like best about the Eat and Run 5K?
I would have to say the messy photos. You're allowed to eat with a spoon. I'll tell you, the fastest runners do not eat with a spoon. They'll eat a pint of ice cream like you or I would eat a push pop. It's impressive, and there usually is ice cream everywhere. A lot of fun.
Do they care what flavors they eat?
Well, the competitive ones go for vanilla. Fewer chunks and swirls to kind of slow you down, but we will be having four flavors that day. We've got vanilla, we've got one of my favorites, salted caramel pretzel, we've got peanut butter, and we'll also have chocolate.
I understand July is a big month for ice cream.
Right. Well, ice cream is a great way to cool down. The summer is a great time for families to get together. Ice cream is a very family-oriented treat. It's also just really, really enjoyable, especially when it's nice and hot. Now, I'll tell you, National Ice Cream Day this week, as you guys all know, it's supposed to be pretty warm. And our race gets started at 8:30 in the morning. Hopefully try to avoid some of that heat wave that's going on. But if we do catch you out there, I hope you have an ice cream in your hand.
You'll be bringing extra for the spectators?
That's right. This year, actually, we've got a new category of the race. It says, I don't want to run, but I want the ice cream. And I'll tell you, if I wasn't the one on my side of the counter, I'd be signing up to that group.
So is it just like a competitive eating contest, or you just eat?
Yeah, well, it's for the spectators.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't want to run, but I want the ice cream.
I don't want to run, but I want the ice cream. Reach out to us on Facebook, and we'll make sure we got a pint there for you.
What does that entail? It just means that you're coming and reserve a pint?
That's right. Yeah, it's $5, and you come, you pre-order the pint flavor that you want. Enjoy National Ice Cream Day the right way by coming on down, watch these runners do their thing. It's a fun event.
That's great. Hilarious. About how many people usually come out for the Eat and Run 5K?
It's been kind of a little boutique race. We had about 250 last year. We're expecting to break over that a little bit this year. But it's a really fun, intimate, small, and we're able to get ice cream out to everybody. It's really fun.
So what are the logistics? You start at 8:30. It's in the Citizens Bank parking lot.
Right.
What time do people have to be there?
Well, I would recommend getting there probably at least a half an hour early. Give you a chance to get your t-shirt, your ice cream all set up. Know where you're starting, where you're finishing. Learn the race course. Honestly, any of these questions can be answered on our Facebook page. Check out that Eat and Run 5K. You can find it up on the Bassett's Ice Cream Facebook page. It's got all the information up there.
What's your favorite part about the 5K?
I think I love the kids race. I didn't mention that earlier. There's actually a 400 meter kids race for the youngsters to run in. They get an ice cream sandwich. I know a pint of ice cream can be a bit daunting, though I would gladly take down a pint of ice cream at that age.
How old do you have to be?
Generally, we've had younger people, 6 years old or so.
So they run, they eat an ice cream sandwich, and they run back?
Actually, they eat the ice cream sandwich at the end of the run. It's a fun event to bring the kids to, but it's not the same level of competition as that wave one we're calling the competitive wave. And in fact, this year we're calling it the World Championship. We haven't found another race out there like this, so if you want to come on out, join us, have the chance to be a world champion.
I see you guys are having fun with National Ice Cream Day.
We sure are. Now, we're not just stopping at that Eat and Run 5K. Actually, later on that day, we're going to take a trip on over to the Please Touch Museum, where we'll be giving away free ice cream sundaes to members of the museum.
So you're celebrating Ice Cream Day all day?
All day long. Yeah, of course.
So you'll be at the Please Touch Museum on Sunday, the 21st, just giving out free ice cream.
We're going to be giving out free ice cream. If you're in the Please Touch Museum from around noon to 5 p.m., we'll be set up there prepared to scoop some ice cream.
What time do you wrap up the 5K?
The 5K wraps up at around 11:30. So we're going right from one event to the next. The nice thing about running that 5K in the morning is it's right before it really gets into the heat of things and gets really hot. And thankfully, we'll have the ice cream with us, but it'll be nice to transition indoors for the later part of that day.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of National Ice Cream Day?
I think I really love the excitement around ice cream. I don't know if you could tell this, I'm passionate about ice cream, and I'm glad to see that Philadelphia and the United States in general gets really excited about ice cream, specifically on National Ice Cream Day, but I bet you could make a case that it's enjoyable and exciting all year long. Seeing what we and other companies in the ice cream industry do for the day. It's really a day that we ice cream companies want to just go above and beyond. We want to do something different that's not normally seen. And I like seeing what we do, what happens. And I think that's just the most exciting part.
This is your big day.
It's a big day.
Alex Bassett-Strange, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadass.